Welcome to the Music Maker's First Podcast. So you go to school to learn a skill, but you're not taught how to build a business or make a career out of that skill. Music Makers is here to address that. But it's more than just learning that boring business stuff. It's about learning how to amplify you. So that's why we're kicking it off with a series focused on story. Today's episode, I met with Shay Rose from Boston. She has performed all over the U.S. She's worked with Queen Latifah, CoverGirl, Converse. But this isn't about that big accolade stuff. This is about her personal journey, her story, and how that impacts her music. All right, here we go.
My name is Shay Rose, and I'm a vocalist and storyteller, and I tell those stories in many ways. But musically, it depends, you know. It could be voice and guitar, or it could be some type of production that a producer gives to me and he's looking for a story to be written on top of it. Sometimes it's a cappella, sometimes it's spoken word, sometimes it's melodic. But those are the various ways that I like to share my stories and observations about life and the world.
You have a tune called Forcing It. It's awesome. What's the personal story about that?
On the new EP, Dances Mess Around, I kind of cover three topics or themes, I guess. One is identity, the other is transformation, and the last one is self-acceptance. So I think for me, my personal story around forcing it really was how I was approaching making music and being successful in the music industry. I had a very clear direction and very cemented ideas around what that looks and sounds like, and I kind of forced myself into my own little box without anyone else doing it for me. And so it's been really liberating to look at all of those ways that I was really conforming and constricting myself and free myself and my mind and my ideas and ideals from all of those forces and boxes that I put myself in.
Why you going to church with 5 minutes to little shoes on, talking about your praise in the Lord?
In your TEDx talk, you shared about suppressing who you are in order to be successful.
Yeah, so in 2014, I had the opportunity to write a TED talk. I was invited to be a speaker, and I chose to use the platform to talk about the human voice and the identity around voice and some of my experiences in compromising my voice or changing my voice, internal voice, outer voice, voices inside the head, all the voices that we hear and the ways that we compromise them day to day. I think a lot of times, not just artists, but in general, we don't really speak authentically or produce authentically or have authentic exchanges for fear of rejection or not being liked or whatever comes along with it. So I did a lot of that, and the negative effect that I think it has, not only again on artists or creatives, but in most of us, we kind of swallow that, you know, and it can be toxic and it can be very damaging. We swallow those feelings, we swallow that voice of empowerment and of speaking your truth and advocating for yourself. So I'm learning to do that still, and it's been, again, incredibly liberating to just be authentic and spontaneous and in me without always monitoring myself.
Can you tell me a little bit about those experiences and how that's affected you and how you've been moving forward?
By faith in the grace of the higher powers and divine intervention, I didn't really have a choice in the matter to move forward. It was either continue to kind of fall and crumble into this hole or figure out where the pain was coming from and really identify what the struggle is. And so it just really was like a natural uncoiling that I think I have no other choice to have. It's like if you keep like squishing a ball and you let it go, you know, it kind of just opens up, you know, and it goes in all directions in a very beautiful way. Or someone's pulling a rope and you're going back and forth and you're tugging and then finally you let the rope go.
I know you felt pigeonholed as a black woman, have been told to lie about your age. Can you share a little bit about that? I mean, what happened with that?
Yeah, so no one ever directly told me to lie about my age. I think it was just an unspoken thing that you know in the music industry if you're an artist, and not just a female artist, but I think a lot of artists, male too, you know, deal with this, like, you can't get old, or God forbid, you get old and wise and you have something positive with wisdom to share with the whole public who's listening to your music. So, I mean, I did have other women suggest, like, you don't have to say anything about it, and I've had some professional, you know, mentors say to kind of like keep it on the back burner in order to move forward. But, you know, at this point, it's not an issue for me, and I'm learning to just to live that if someone asks, or if I feel like it's a little card I have to throw out there so that people kind of have a better understanding of who they're talking to. Because with that age comes wisdom, and it gives people like a barometer for them. It's always for other people. It's never for me, because I feel timeless. I do, you know, I don't feel like I'm like, oh God, I'm 40. I have to do this, this, and this. In terms of the question about being a black woman, I mean, yeah, you know, people are more comfortable with putting you in a box. It gives them a frame for how they can deal with you, you know. And oftentimes I kind of stepped outside of those boxes. I think that's what resonated with people when I was here in Boston and really making a name for myself. And my music was played on urban radio stations in Boston and then rock radio stations in Boston. But again, I never had to make a decision about a direction to go in, because I didn't sign a deal with any kind of major label, which would probably want some of that direction. So for me right now, I feel, again, like really liberated, and I feel like the sky's the limit right now. I feel like I'm finding the ways that I'm boxing myself in. And of course, I'm always making sure that nobody else is boxing me in, but I think it's more dangerous. Your brain is more dangerous. Your mind is more dangerous about boxing you in more so than people. I think that's an illusion. So I'm spending my time learning not to box myself in.
Tell me a bit about keeping it together when everybody wants a piece of you.
When everyone wants a piece of you, I think that comes down to, again, being authentic with yourself and really respecting your own boundaries and your goals, or, you know, your day, your hour, whether you're tired, whether you want some alone time, whether you want to be around people. I think being authentic and listening to that and not feeling guilty about that, or not feeling like you're missing out on something, it's very important, you know, especially when you're out and you're hustling and you're grinding and you're trying to make it. You feel like if you don't go to the party, you know, then you've missed out on something and you have to be there, and you being there is going to make a big difference. I mean, I suppose if it's your party, it would make a difference, but I think, you know, setting your boundaries and being authentic and okay with that, and not, you know, taking it personally either way. You know, if you stop getting invited to the party, not taking it personally, but if you say, I can't be there, or this is my boundary, not feeling a way about that either. And I think that comes down to being empowered in yourself, and okay, just okay with not having to be everywhere and a part of everybody's story.
All right, guys. Thank you, Shay. And that was the Music Makers First podcast. Please stay tuned. In a couple of weeks, we'll have more story about story. Take care.